Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 9:48, and you're listening to Total Information AM. According to a recent survey, 60% of Americans report a desire to live in walkable, pedestrian-focused communities. But many who say they'd like it do not, and creating walkable neighborhoods takes concerted effort. Studies show that cities and towns in the United States are less walkable than those in other nations, mostly because we insist on designing for cars. Well, joining us right now is developer Chris Goodson, who has spent years focusing on amenities needed in walkable neighborhoods. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Good. Well, you are the owner and founder of Fields Foods, and you're opening your fifth location at the Expo at Forest Park. For people who aren't familiar, can you explain what that development is and why you wanted to be there?
Absolutely. So, as you know, I'm a community developer with a little specialty in grocery, and that's been Fields Foods. So our fifth store will be opening February 9th. That'll be our grand opening at 5 o'clock, and it's right next to the History Museum. So when you're there at that Forest Park Parkway in DeBolivar, DeBolivar is a hard name to pronounce and spell. A lot of people don't know it, but that's the street right there by the History Museum. And it's the metro station that's right there. And there's a wonderful development called Expo. Obviously, it pings off of the Great World's Fair in 1904, the exposition. But it's right there just north of Fields History Museum. And you can see our sign, Fields Foods, if you walk out the History Museum. There's also been several other new developments there, right on that corner of Pershing and DeBolivar. So it's becoming a very dense area and a very walkable area. I heard you just talk about that survey. There are definitely people that in this area that want to be able to walk not only to their amenities, but walk to the metro station to get to work.
Yeah, 60% sounds like a big number, but if you consider all of the young people, that's what they want today, is to be able to get around and walk. And, you know, you think about for years, those areas were without grocery stores. I mean, and you've added now to Dogtown, Lafayette Square, Central West End, downtown, this area at Forest Park, DeBolivar. It's really something, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, Tom, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's one of the stages that you have to do to have a development occur again and bring this great city back. You know, like Lafayette Square and Soulard and Tower Grove, where you live, Debbie, the risk takers came back there first and made their mark. And then new folks came down there because they loved it. But to keep both the original champions of the neighborhoods and the new people coming, you got to have the amenities. It's always that chicken and the egg, which comes first, but you got to have some mouths to feed. And then you got to take that risk, and small businesses do that. The hope would be that you get more IKEAs to come and more, more larger corporations to come. But what you want right now is those small businesses, and it's a great little cycle that you build on it. And you're right. Tom, people are wanting to be in walkable neighborhoods. You know, here's a little piece of information here. The apartment dwellers that are coming into the expo, they about 30 to 40% have been saying, I don't want a parking spot, which is great news to my ears. That means they're going to be taking the metro down to Cortex to work or BJC or Wash U, and then hopping right off of the station, getting their groceries and going in the apartments. Also, we're right below those 300 apartments, so it's what I call kind of a cute little shop in your pajamas. You can come down the elevator, come right in the store. You know, that's all across Europe and Paris and London, of course, Chicago and New York. It's exactly like that. We're not creating anything new. You know, what we need is just the density, and then all these amenities will come.
So what would you say are the absolutely necessary, needed ingredients to make a truly walkable neighborhood?
Well, I know this sounds like a dumb and silly answer, Debbie, but you need more people. You need more density. But to get that, you've got to have the amenities so people stay there. Look, I've been here my whole life. I'm a lifelong City of St. Louis guy, but we have great neighborhoods, Baldwin, Manchester, and all that. But there is a definite want and desire for the younger generation to come to these historic neighborhoods in the City of St. Louis. But to get them to come here and to stay here, we've got to offer those amenities. So what, you know, not only the grocery store and Fields Foods that we're putting there, but we'll need hair salons to pop up there. We'll need gyms to pop up. We'll need shoe stores and dry cleaners and all those things that you have. So ironically, on a day like today, you don't have to get out and drive around on slick streets. You've got all your amenities right there. But you've got to keep those waves of people coming. You've got to make the area safe, which, again, that feeds upon itself. The more people you get into those neighborhoods, the more safe it becomes because you've got people that are more engaged. And you also need good you also need good productive green space. You know, people congregate in areas for three reasons. One, because they're schools. When I say congregate, build houses or apartments, schools, churches, or different organizations, but also productive green space. And we have productive green space right there with Forest Park. You've got Lafayette Park. You've got Hyde Park up in North St. Louis, Tower Grove Park. So you build around those green spaces too. I'm sorry, Tom, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's fine. I'm curious your thoughts on Downtown West. Now, I am hearing that a lot of the players for St. Louis City SC were exploring walkable areas themselves because that's what they're used to. That's how they grew up. That's what they like. That's what they love. And I wonder just that entire movement of having that stadium there, fans starting to explore St. Louis saying, hey, I want to live here too. We're becoming a little more of a world city with the placement of this MLS team, aren't we, in Downtown West?
Oh, you hit it right on the head. You know, the soccer is the catalyst, right? That's going to be the thing that gets all the attention. It's going to get the news attraction. People are going to talk about it. But then you also have the people that have been participating in that event. They love those walkable areas. And so the energy is going to grow up around it. It's already happening. Right where we are at 18th and Washington, we're below the old CPI building, you know, the ones that used to make the pictures in Sears and JCPenney's many years ago. That was and it was originally a hat factory before that. But we're right in the heart of it, and there's density and walkable activity going on everywhere. You're 2.5-3 blocks from the soccer stadium, so you're going to see restaurants pop up. You're going to see different professional services pop up because they want to be next to the stadium, and they want to be next to activity. Also, there's an anchor in the neighborhood. That stadium, obviously, they're there to stay, but the organization is there to stay, and they're going to be active in that neighborhood, and you need that. You need that big anchor like that so the small business, mom-and-pop shops, can pop up around it. You're going to see that area continue to change, Tom, and continue to grow. And that's a little bit what we have to do in St. Louis. We have a lot of great dots that are popping up, right? From the Grove, the Lafayette Square, the Downtown West, the Central West End. But we got to connect those dots, and that's our challenge. And we keep focusing on the Central Corridor here. It is going to boom and then explode and pollinate areas in North St. Louis and South St. Louis that need those waves coming too.
Well, real quickly, we got about 30 seconds left. But speaking of that, I understand that you will be expanding outside of the city limits into North County, where we have talked endlessly about the food deserts that exist there since all the grocery stores closed.
You're right, Debbie. I want to hopefully get an opportunity to talk about this more. It's kind of great. It's taking a city guy and coming out to the county. But you know what we do have? We have a lot of wonderful little municipalities that once had main streets that were booming. And the people that have stayed there and championed it are seeing newcomers back, and we can bring those main streets. So this is right in the heart of Pagedale. Midwest Bank is there. Athenia Healthcare is there. Beyond Housing has been a true leader and champion. And it's going to be the same thing we just talked about in Downtown West and Expo at Forest Park. You're going to build businesses up, and then people are going to want to live there, and it'll keep growing and growing and growing. And again, connect all these dots, these municipalities in the county, connect them with St. Louis. And nobody is going to kick our butt when it comes to leading the way in this region, that's for sure.
Chris Goodson, you're doing good work. Appreciate what you do, owner of Fields Foods. And thank you for joining us on KMOX today.
Thank you, too. I appreciate it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.